Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Once upon a time, in a faraway kingdom, there lived a kind and beautiful princess named Snow White. Her skin was as white as snow, her lips were as red as roses, and her hair was as black as ebony. However, her stepmother, the queen, was jealous of her beauty. Every day, the queen would ask her magic mirror, "Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the fairest of them all?" The mirror always answered, "You are, my queen." One day, the mirror told her that Snow White was now the fairest in the land. Filled with rage, the queen ordered a huntsman to take Snow White into the forest and kill her. But the kind huntsman could not do it. Instead, he told Snow White to run away and never return. Snow White wandered through the dark forest until she found a small cottage. Inside, she discovered seven little beds and a tiny table with seven plates. She was so tired that she fell asleep. When the owners of the house, the seven dwarves, returned home, they were surprised to find her there. Snow White explained everything, and the dwarfs kindly let her stay. Meanwhile, the queen learned that Snow White was still alive. Furious, she disguised herself as an old woman and set out to find her. She carried a bright red apple, which had been poisoned. Arriving at the cottage, she knocked on the door and pretended to be a kind old lady selling apples. Snow White, seeing no danger, took a bite. The poison worked instantly, and she collapsed to the ground. The queen laughed wickedly and disappeared into the forest. When the dwarfs returned home, they were devastated to find Snow White lying lifeless. They placed her in a beautiful glass coffin and kept watch over her, unable to bury someone so lovely. Days passed, but Snow White did not wake up. One day, a prince traveling through the forest saw the glass coffin and was captivated by Snow White's beauty. He asked the dwarves for permission to take her glass coffin to his castle, as he was deeply moved by her beauty and wished to give her a proper resting place. The dwarves, though sorrowful, agreed. As the prince's servants lifted the coffin, they accidentally jolted it, causing the piece of poisoned apple in her throat to come loose. Suddenly, Snow White opened her eyes and breathed again. The dwarfs and the prince were overjoyed. Snow White thanked the prince and returned to the dwarfs to say goodbye before beginning a new chapter of her life. Meanwhile, the wicked queen met a terrible fate. She was punished for her evil deeds, and peace returned to the kingdom. Snow White lived happily ever after, never forgetting the kindness of the seven dwarfs who had saved her.